Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
Most welcome to Kids Express program on Radio Miraya. I am Jerome Morrison. I am very happy to be here today. Kids Express brings you the voices of children on variety of issues that affects their lives, providing them an opportunity to speak their mind. Today on Kids Express, I am joined by the pupils from New Apostolic Church, Nursery and Primary School here in Juba. Most welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, your name please?
I'm by name called Esther Arthur Charles. I'm in Primary 8 and I'm from New Apostolic Church, Pre and Primary School.
Most welcome to the show, yes.
Thanks.
I am by name's Alice Yawa James from New Apostolic Church, Primary School, Standard 8.
Most welcome.
I'm by the name James Yomsiliano from New Apostolic Primary School, Standard 8.
Welcome.
My name is Abdunago Murkus Kamal from New Apostolic Church National Primary School, Standard Primary 8.
You said your name is?
Abdunago.
Abdunago, the other one?
Abdunago. Murkus.
All right. Every year on the 19th August, the world celebrates Humanitarian Day. The theme this year is not a target. Civilians are not a target to whatever crisis that happens around the world. In other words, the civilians should not be victims of whatever happens. Around the world, conflict is exacting a massive toll on people's lives. Trapped in wars that are not of their making, millions of civilians are forced to hide or run for their lives. Children are taken out of school, families are displaced from their homes, and communities torn apart, while the world is not doing enough to stop their suffering. At the same time, health and aid workers who risk their lives do not care for people affected by violence. And this is increasing in the community, and civilians are being a target. So for this year, we are looking at civilians, not a target to the crisis that happens around the world. If you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF, and Ministry of Education. Now, today in our discussion, we would like to know from our pupils in the studio if they understand what humanitarian work is and what it means to be a humanitarian. So, from your understanding, what do you understand by the word humanitarian?
Humanitarian is the act of helping people for free or by willingness.
Humanitarians are people concerned with reducing suffering.
Okay, yes.
In my own understanding, is the aiming at reducing the suffering of people by improving or helping the vulnerable communities.
Okay, yes.
Of course, humanitarian are people concerned with improving the conditions or life of some other people who are in need.
Okay, that is interesting. You all have ideas about humanitarian. I wonder if some of you would like to be humanitarians in the future. Would you like to be?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. It's a good gesture. So, why do you think it's important to have humanitarians in the country, especially in areas that have conflicts, in areas that have crises. Why do you think it's important to have humanitarians?
It is important because it is helping the street children by providing for them open a center where they can get their necessary thing, which is food items by the organization of Children Village.
Okay.
I think they are important because they provide food to the people like refugees, which help to reduce hunger in the country.
Okay. Yes, James.
I think it's important to have humanitarians in the country because they give awareness, like if there's a cholera outbreak, so you hear them announcing on the radio station, so they give the method of prevention.
Okay. Of course, humanitarian is important. They help in building the schools, like Kombon Missionary School, it was built by the missionaries, and the missionaries, these are people who come from another country to preach the word of God, but it doesn't mean they come only to preach, but also to do humanitarian work.
Okay, so that is a very practical example there. Those are the views of the children from New Apostolic Church, Nursery and Primary School. We'll continue with our discussion right after the break. Welcome back from the break. This is Kids Express program with the children's crew and me, Morrison. How have the humanitarian work helped people in the community, especially the children? Alice.
They have helped the people in the community by providing food which has reduced hunger.
Okay, elaborate more on that. Do you have any scenario that happened? That?
Yeah, like some people who come from the village when they've had conflict. So when they come from there, these people help to distribute food to them.
Okay. Yes, James.
We have helped because they have assisted the girls to remain in school by giving them some cash. So, you know, girls are not like the boys. They are other kind of basic needs the girls need to keep them from school.
Okay. So they have helped the girls to stay in school.
Yeah.
Yes, my brother.
Yes, humanitarian, they help in building the orphanage schools, in paying the school fees and school materials like books, pens, and etc. They actually help them and even rescuing them out from the suffering.
Okay. You've mentioned something about paying school fees. There are instances where you find that one pupil is being paid by the humanitarian. So I'm wondering, do you think that kind of thing helps the whole community? Wouldn't it be better that that money, instead of paying one person, it is distributed maybe to help maybe 5 or 10 people? What is your say on that?
Okay, of course, humanitarian, actually, they did a great work. They pay more than even 10 or many people. Even they built the orphanage schools.
Thank you for that. Yes, let's hear from James.
Like, if there are 3 people in the community, they help in giving one, so the 2, it will be easy for the family to pay.
To manage?
Yeah.
Okay, because the burden has been waived off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those are the views of the children from New Apostolic Church, Nursery and Primary School. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more from them.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation, your preferred station, the voice of peace.
Today, millions of people around the world are engulfed in conflicts that are not of their own making. Ordinary women, girls, men and boys are caught in crossfire or directly targeted by violence, forcing millions to flee their homes for an uncertain future. Compounding the suffering and the injustice, the brave health and aid workers who set out to help are often themselves targeted in deplorable attacks that hamper their ability to save lives. This year, the United Nations and our partners mark World Humanitarian Day by calling for the protection of civilians caught up in conflict and the aid and health workers who support them. We want the world to know civilians, including aid workers and health workers, are not a target. Please stand in solidarity with civilians by lending your voice to our campaign. Everyone can make a difference in ending the violence and upholding the values we share and hold dear.
Welcome back from the break. Before the break, we were talking about how the humanitarians have helped to improve the lives of the people in the community. So do you see the impacts of these works they have done? Is it evident? Do you see some of the work they have done?
Yes.
Okay. So, for instance, what have they really done that you can share with us from your observation?
They reduce illiteracy by providing for the girls money. By the girls' education system. Now you can see, at first there was not any money provided for the girls, but since the humanitarians improved, now you can see they are providing money for the girls.
Okay. Nice.
They have reduced poverty in the country by setting up an organization to supply money to the elderly people so that they can buy what they lack.
Okay.
Okay, most of my colleagues, they talk about the advantages, but mine, I'm going to talk about the disadvantages. So the humanitarians brought laziness. You know, when you're provided free things, you feel relaxed, like you don't have to do such kind of things. So you say that, why do you work when there are free things?
Okay.
So these people will be keep on depending on the humanitarians.
And they don't work.
Yeah, they don't work.
Wow. It's an interesting one. Yes.
Okay, yeah, as my colleague says, also I'm going to talk about the disadvantages. The great conflict in humanitarian, because sometimes the humanitarian, they would, when they distribute food, they will give to other people or to other sites. It will bring conflict between the humanitarian and the receiver who have get food.
Okay, who are expecting to get food?
Yes.
Okay. All right. As children, what would you like? How would you like to benefit from the humanitarian activities? As children, how would you like to benefit from them, Alice?
The humanitarian should provide us with scholastic materials like books, pencils, so that we can continue with our education.
Hmm. Okay. All those things are done, referring to what James said, don't you think that some of the parents may relax and say, these people, they will always get these things from the humanitarian?
No, some of them will relax, but they help especially those who don't have. But if they know your parents are working, they cannot give you. So they give to those who are what? Who are suffering.
Okay.
They distribute to them.
Okay. Yes, Esther.
We need them to support our girls' education by providing for the girls the money where they will get their scholastic materials which they want.
Okay. Yes, Abdunago, tell us.
Okay, they help by giving free treatments like to people like Morocco who has done some years ago here in Juba.
Okay. So, as children, you would like to be helped and given a medical treatment in case you are not well. For example, what was being done around the mausoleum. Okay, that is an interesting one. Let me hear from James. You have something to tell us.
Yeah, they should help us in construction of good learning space. Like long ago, people used to learn under a tree. So for you to learn under the tree when the sun is there, it should not be easy for you to get what the teacher is saying. At least let them provide us with good learning space.
Okay. Those are the views of the children. Let's go for a short break and we'll return. Back from the break, we very well know that in an attempt to do something, there are always challenges that comes along the way, and I believe that there has been a great challenges that the humanitarians have been facing. But let me hear from your views, what you know, what you think, and what you see. So what problems do you see the humanitarians facing in an attempt to fulfill their objectives? Yes, Esther, tell us.
The problem facing them is that improper construction of road, like the road connecting to other states, is not good. So especially in rain, now if they want to take the food item to the other state, it cannot. So it's the problem facing them.
Okay, thank you. Yes, Alice.
They lack funds which they use to buy things for, which they distribute to the people.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, like when they plan to buy something or to take food, or like the way they are distributing things, sometimes they distribute buckets. There are very many things they are distributing, but the money that they are buying with, sometimes it can be difficult for them to get, so it can delay them.
So they are facing the challenge of funding.
Yeah.
Okay, the needs are too many and yet the money is little.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Abdunago, do you have something to tell us?
The problem facing humanitarian is that insecurity. Insecurity, because in some places, actually there is no securities. There is no security, so they are facing challenges in that ways.
Okay, thank you very much for that. We'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to how the children can be taught about humanitarian work to be aspiring humanitarian. Thank you.
10s of millions of people face life-threatening humanitarian crises. Lives ravaged by war, natural disasters, and a hopeless cycle of violence. Millions left destitute by an earthquake, a brutal conflict where the choice is either to flee or be killed. Children left with little hope for a future, too long exposed to a climate of violence and fear. Yet, every day, extraordinary things can happen when ordinary people, like you and me, decide to take action. It is this shared humanity that binds us together. In an age that is more digitally connected than ever, we have an opportunity to act together as global citizens, to stand up for a more humane world, to demand a better world. This World Humanitarian Day, use your social media to inspire the world's humanity. Sign up to the Share Humanity campaign and help give a voice to the voiceless. Together, we can make a difference and inspire change.
Watch, now's the time to make things right. Yeah. Oh, 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 oh
Welcome back from the break. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program with me, Morrison. And today we are pleased to have children from New Apostolic Church, Nursery and Primary School here in Juba. This week on the 19th of August, the world will be celebrating World Humanitarian Day. And the theme is Civilians Are Not a Target. And with us in the studio, we are pleased to have the children who are sharing with us their views on what humanitarian work is. So I would like to know from you, our guests in the studio, how can children be taught about humanitarian work? How can they learn and be better humanitarians in the future? Esther?
You should donate items to help them, like donating blood. You see, some people, they lack blood, and this organization helped by giving blood. Is in this one, June or February there, that give blood and say a blood. This organization have done good things so that they shall help these people who want blood by donating it.
Okay, so giving blood to save life is a good thing. Okay, yes, Alice.
They should be taught how to help their neighbors. Like, there are some neighbors who lack food. So when they lack food, you who have much should at least teach your children to give something, to give them to eat. Even some children of that family lack clothes, and you have very many, you can at least give them. You can share, you can say, oh, this is my neighbor, I should help this neighbor of mine so that we can be equal. Also, they should be taught humanitarianism. Like, because humanitarians are people concerned with reducing suffering. Like, when they are taught, they really feel like being the humanitarian. So as they know humanitarians reduce suffering, they will also start helping others by reducing it.
Thank you. Brilliant. Yes, James.
Yeah.
They should be taught
They should be told how to help elders. You know, they are other kind of people, the old people who can't really do things by their own self. Mm. So they should be told, the small children, to help the elders.
Okay. Yes, Abnag.
Okay. The children should be taught how to give the poor or the needy, those people who are in need. Some people have children, and from home, if you don't teach your child to know good behaviors or to know how to give somebody something, so it is difficult. So that is how they should do the humanitarian work.
That's a good point. We know for sure that when the children are mentored in that way, then they will be people who are influential and helpful in the near future. So then, how can the humanitarians be helped? We have looked at your perspective on how you children can be good humanitarians. So how can the humanitarians be helped to avoid, rather to achieve their objectives?
Like the people who are providing them with funds, they should at least provide it in time so that they can reach to help the others in also time. Like there are some places that people are really lacking things. Then when funds are not collected in time or distributed in time, it will be too difficult for them to reach. So they need to be helped.
Thank you. Yes, Esther.
We need the humanitarian can be helped by proper construction of road so that they can give the food items to the
to the places that okay that are cut off due to rainy season. Yes, James.
Yeah, humanitarian should be allowed to reach the need people or person in time.
In time. Help delayed is not help, right? So you're saying it should be done in time to save the situation. Okay, yes, Abnago.
Yes, the humanitarian should advocate children rights right to education, right to play. So I've even right now to share in station like we right now.
Okay. Thank you. Wonderful. So we'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll listen to more from our children in the studio. This right after the break. Back from the break. In case you have just tuned in, this is Kids Express program, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF and Ministry of Education. We are talking about World Humanitarian Day, and let's hear from our pupils in the studio. Have you been engaged in humanitarian activity before, or through participation, or in any way?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
you haven't. You haven't. Okay. Yes, tell us, Alice, how did you participate?
I participated by helping my cousin sisters. Like, they came from the village, they never had clothes, sandals, so me, I had much, at least I shared to them the ones which were not fitting me, I gave them.
Okay.
So they were so happy.
Wow. So that is a practical work you did there. Okay, so would you like to be in the humanitarian sector at one time? Do you admire the work, you know, these people do? Tell us your opinion.
Yes, I admire the work they are doing because they are really helping those who are lacking. I really enjoy when I see those people helping. I even wish to become one of the humanitarians.
Abnago?
Yes.
Would you like to be a humanitarian at one time?
Yes.
Okay, in what area?
Yeah, actually, two years back, and I was in the refugees camp. So we were there, and actually the people, they help us actually in giving many things. Even they contribute for us many things: food, clothes, pens, and many things. And actually, I wish to be even like humanitarian.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And I would like to hear your aspiration. What are the key things that you would desire as children? What are the things you desire as children? What would you like the humanitarians to do for you? What is your appeal to the humanitarian?
The humanitarian should provide us with scholastic materials that we should use at school.
Okay, you would like to study?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, James, tell us, what would you like the humanitarians to do for you?
I would like the humanitarians to provide us with schools, or they should build us schools.
Okay. Abnago?
Yes.
What would you like the humanitarians to do for you as a person, or in your community, or in your village where you come from?
Actually, it is the same as I say. Actually, humanitarians, they're actually doing a great work, and actually, the way I want them to help us is to, the same as my colleague says, to help us in constructing even the power halls in the areas and even the schools.
Okay, thank you. Esther?
We need the humanitarians to help us by providing for us to support our girls' education. You see, some years ago, girls are hating school, but now you can see they are running to school because of these humanitarians helping us.
Wow, thank you. Yes, as we conclude, what ways can the country raise humanitarians? In what ways can we have humanitarians in this country, from your views? Alice?
The citizens of the country should get involved in the humanitarian work by joining training schools. Like, there are some places where they are taught humanitarian work. You can join them so that you can also become one in the country, so that we stop benefiting or
depending
okay. from foreign.
Yes, James.
Mine should they should support the humanitarians.
How should they support the humanitarians? Can you throw more light on that?
They should support the humanitarians by, like I told you, in other kind of places, humanitarians are not allowed to go there. So they should help them, or they should support them in going in such kind of places.
Okay. Yes, Abnago.
Actually, they should support humanitarians in involving in the communities by giving them items like food and etc.
Okay, so for instance, if there is work going on, the people in the community should be involved, so that they can learn what is being done and they will apply it later.
Yes.
Yes, Esther, you have something to say?
We need them to train the local people so that the local people will not train this one, depend on the foreign countries.
Okay. Thank you very much for those points you have given. So brilliant. So we'll go for a break, and when we return, we'll have the fun part of the show, this right after the break.
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children. Saturday on Kids Express.
Welcome back from the break. We have come to the pan part of our show. This is where we have brain teasers and so many other things that will evoke a thought in your mind and you'd want to know the answer, but when you cannot get it easily. So, do we have riddles in the house?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear your riddle, please.
Riddle, riddle, riddle.
Riddle.
Riddle, riddle, riddle.
Riddle.
I have a riddle and it's going like this one. I am an orphan. I was born in Ethiopia. Then from there I started my nursery in Sudan. Then from there I like eating children food. The teachers are beating me every day. Then my mother saw like this and said, Esther, because you are stubborn, I will take you to Thailand. You'll go and study your primary one after primary 8 there. Then I said, okay, even I want Thailand. Then I went to Thailand. From there, I finished. Then I went to secondary where it is in Holland. I studied there in Holland. Now, my university, I went to Egypt. I finished my university there in Egypt. Then I got married in Rwanda. Now, me, Esther, I like moving from place to place, from country to country. What name will you give to me with this moving of mine?
I think it's a river.
It's wrong.
I think it's wind.
Wrong.
Well, wonderful. Let me try this. I think it is Esther.
Correct. Clap your hands for him. Yes, I would like to explain this. You see, I was born in Ethiopia, which is E. And from there, I started my primary one after primary 8 in Sudan. No, it's this one. Nursery in Sudan. Then from there, my primary 1 after primary 8 is in Thailand. From there, this one, secondary, is in Holland. Then the university is in Ethiopia, Egypt. Then this one marriage, which is in Rwanda. Me, I'm called Esther. If you can, E-S-T-H-E-R is Esther.
Oh, thank you. Good one.
Riddle, riddle, riddle.
Riddle.
Riddle, riddle, riddle.
Riddle.
My riddle goes like this. In a home, a mother is honest. The father is honest. But the children are very stubborn. What is this?
A young goat.
Wrong.
Oh, it's a puppy.
Wrong.
I would like to try just. If I fail, I fail. Because you cannot judge a dead and a life. Not so. I would like to say it's a red pepper.
Yeah. I say, okay, your answer is correct. Because I would like to explain it. The mother is honest. The mother is what? Leaves. The leaves are not sour. When you taste them, they are not sour. Even the stem, when you taste it, it is not sour. But when you taste the fruits that it is making, they are very sour.
Yes.
Riddle. Okay, my riddle goes like this.
Yeah.
I am a man all over the world. So you can't control me for long or hold me for long. Who am I?
Let me try. Feces.
Wrong.
Let me try. I think it's urine.
Wrong.
Now why are you bringing difficult like this one? Maybe it's a breath.
Excellent. Of course, a breath you can't control for 5 minutes or 8 minutes. So this is why I'm saying you can't control all over the world. There is no human being can control what? Breathe for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, time for our poem.
a poem entitled Safety on Roads. It goes like this. Whether by road or railway transport, passengers need safety on the road. Drivers avoid overspeeding because it is the source of accidents. Brothers and sisters, nephews and nieces, never play on the roads. Remember, you are the leaders of tomorrow. Pilots never fly the planes when the weather is bad. Safety is important for all, the young and old. Together, we can reduce accidents.
Okay, thank you.
A story. My story goes like this. Once upon a time, in a certain village, there lived a boy called Taban. Taban was so stubborn that he was even hated in the whole village. Even his parents, relatives, all hated him. So Taban was like, why should I be here? I want even to die so that I can rest. So one day, Taban heard that in a certain village, a king asks you a question. If you answer it correctly, he will what? He will give you a half of his wealth and a daughter to take. But when you fail it, he will cut off your head. So Taban told the parents that he wanted to go and see that king. But the parents pleaded for Taban not to go. But Taban was big-headed. So what Taban had to do, he sold his parents as slaves. After getting the money, he bought new clothes and a horse, so he started his journey. But as he was moving, he felt hungry, so he entered a certain forest. He searched for something to eat, but he would not find. So after, as he was going, he found a dead giraffe, but that giraffe was pregnant, so that he removed the child which was inside and roasted it. Then he ate. But after that, he was feeling thirsty. Then he thought, what should he drink? Then his horse was sweating. Then he collected the sweat and drank it. Then he continued with his journey. As he was moving, he met a certain woman. Then he asked the woman, may I please have a stay in your home one night? Yes. The woman said, you're welcome. Then they went with Taban. After, she gave Taban food and Taban went to bathe. So after Taban bathing, they came. So they were discussing. As they are discussing, then Taban asked the woman, do you know the home of the king? Then the woman said, yes. Then Taban said, I want to go there. The woman said, please don't go there, because that place is dangerous. Whenever the king asks you a question and you fail, they will cut off your head. But Taban insisted that he wanted to go there. Then the woman asked him, why do you want to go there? Taban said, I came all along from my village because all the people hate me. So I want to go there so that I can be killed. The woman pleaded that, please, one day you will be a better person in your village, that you will be liked. So Taban just insisted. Then the next day, Taban went to the king's palace. Before Taban sitting down, he stood. Then the king asked him, young man, you have come to me to ask you a question, or you're going to give me yours? Taban was standing looking at the king. The king again asked him. Then he said, I'll be the one to give you a question. So Taban gave the king a question. But the question was too difficult for the king to answer, though the king was very wise. But that question was too difficult. So the king, then Taban said, if you cannot answer it now, I'm going to give you time. Tomorrow I'll come for the answer. So Taban went and left the king. The king was thinking of the answer, but the answer would not come to his head. So what he thought, he said, let him send his daughter, because he wanted the answer. If he failed to answer it, Taban was going to take his daughter. And the daughter was very beautiful. So the king sent his daughter. The daughter went, covered her face with a veil. When she went, reached where Taban was, greeted Taban, then they sat, they were conversing. When they were conversing, then she asked Taban, that, by the way, you gave the king a question that was very, very hard. What do you think is the answer? Then Taban answered the girl, gave the same answer to the girl. So the girl said, I'm now going home. Taban said, you stay. The girl said, I'm going home. So the girl went. After her going, she told the father everything that Taban had told. She never missed out anything. So after her telling, early in the morning, Taban came. When Taban came and asked the king said, my friend, you want to make yourself very wise, but me also, I'm very wise. I have got the answer. Then the man started telling Taban the answer. Then Taban said, my king, I know you're very wise, and indeed, I'm also wise. So Taban said, you sent your daughter to me at night to go and ask for the answer, and I gave her. But when I gave her, I cut her hair. The king said, no, that is not my what? It's not my daughter. Then Taban showed the evidence that here is the hair. Isn't this your daughter's hair? Then the king said, indeed, you boy, you're very, very wise. Get your wealth and go with your wife. So Taban and the wife went to the village. When he reached there, Taban went and brought back his parents, and they lived a happy life. All the people in the village started liking Taban because of his wisdom. So, as I've told you the story, there is a lesson that we learn from it. Our parents should not just hate us, or our people should not just hate us because we are stubborn. There is something that we have in our brain. One day, one time, we shall develop, or we shall show it out so that the parents can know that really we are wise. End of my story.
Thank you. A round of applause. Well, it's been an interesting session. We are so pleased to have you. This has been Kids Express program on Radio Miraya, a show brought to you by Hold a Child in partnership with Radio Miraya, UNICEF, and Ministry of Education. With me in the studio, we've had children from New Apostolic Church, nursery and primary school. Have a good time.